Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Wow, so there's a... Oh, that's September 20th is when that's from. Jason found an NFLTradeRumors.com. Yeah, that's all like almost a month old. So none of that. Boy, you're really curious to see if they're going to pick up a wide receiver, huh? I don't know. Ted Thompson trading. He's not going to want to give up much. You know, even if he can get a decent veteran receiver, which the Packers need. Deadline, by the way, is October 29th is the trade deadline. My guess is he'll try to make do with what he has because that's seems to be the Ted Thompson way. So we will see. All right, it's been kind of a fluid show today because there have been activities in Washington where we're trying to keep an eye on that, and we're trying to forward motion the show to other topics. So we've been admittedly dancing around here a little bit. But at this point, oh, so now Pelosi's talking? Yeah, put her up.
Business loans, if you happen to be a small business person, it's going to affect your 401k. And why? And why?
Why?
It's hard to understand because this is very, very damaging. What you saw here earlier, was that here where they were? The speaker was here? Was a speaker who did not have the votes for his proposal. If there's any hope here is that they don't have the vote. So why are they doing this to the American people? Sabotaging a good faith bipartisan effort coming out of the Senate. Wasting the public's time. And in this case, time is money. Time is money. This is going to be very costly to our economy, even if eventually we do lift the debt ceiling. The cost and in interest payments will be in the billions of dollars. This Republican sabotaging of any effort to move forward is a luxury our country cannot afford.
So when you seem to be able to afford
it. And you could see by their comments, they did not have the votes. There are those on the radical right who don't want to lift the debt ceiling, and you have the moderates who say that they want to do so in a way that is clean, that will go to the Senate, that will pass, and that the president will sign. With that, I'm pleased to yield to our distinguished witness, Mr. Hoyer.
Who?
Well, I don't know that it's much to add. I think the American people were heartened by the fact that senators were talking. They were, from all appearances, close to reaching an agreement which would open up our government and which would make sure that the credit of the United States was not put at risk. And as Leader Pelosi has indicated, make sure as well that interest rates would not spike, that 401k values of retirees would not go down, that people would not be adversely affected. In effect, what they've done, once again, we understand from the Republican conference, is to snatch confrontation from the jaws of reasonable agreement. That is what so angers and makes the public so upset, rightfully, with their government.
Steny Hoyer.
They want reasonable solutions so that they and their families can have some confidence that their government is being run appropriately, but more importantly, so their lives are not disrupted, that government employees aren't put out, that when a veteran makes an application, there's somebody there to take the application, or Social Security or disability, somebody to take them, somebody to show them around the national parks. All of these things, we are undermining and the confidence of the American people. It is so sad that on the brink of an agreement that would open up our government and make sure that America pays its bills, that the Republican conference met this morning, apparently after a number of them talked to Ted Cruz, and said, no, it's not good enough for us.
I love them.
So I want to yield to Jim Clyburn, the assistant leader.
Thank you, Mr. Whip. I think that what we are experiencing at this time is a tremendous effort on the part of the Republicans in the House to once again undercut the verdict of the American people that was rendered last November.
Oh, come on!
What they have added to this legislation or more extraneous issues dealing with the Affordable Care Act, something that ought to be settled law, and I thought we had gotten away from. I do believe that we were experiencing, according to the information I have received, a nine-month low in consumer confidence, because people are really leery of the Republicans' ability to accept their verdict and move on to the next issues. So I would hope that sometime within the next few hours, the Speaker of the House will take an assessment, not just of his conference, but also an assessment of the American people.
All right, Jason, pop that down. Harry Reid's popping an artery on the floor of the Senate here.
Who's on this floor? Mr. President, we have to start working together for our country. That's what we've been trying to do. This is so disappointing. On the eve of financial destruction for this great country, and that's what it is, to appease a small group of people over there, I'm so disappointed.
Senator, yield for a question.
I would be happy to.
I'd like to ask the Senator, Majority Leader, through the chair, one of the key elements in this new proposal from Speaker Boehner is to diminish this president's authority to deal with a default on our national debt. This authority, so-called extraordinary measures or emergency measures, gives to presidents, going back to President Kennedy, the wherewithal through the Treasury Department to try to avoid an economic disaster which could impact families, businesses, jobs, and the reputation of the United States in the world. I ask through the chair of the Majority Leader, now that we have seen the Republican Party bring us so close to the precipice on a default, it is unimaginable to me that any president, including President Obama, would surrender this authority to keep America safe in light of this type of threat. Is this one of the key elements in terms of the problems associated with the Boehner proposal?
Mr. President, to my friend from Illinois, Senior Senator
Dick Durbin,
we've seen what's gone on these last few months, this whole year, with a group of people who are out giving press conferences, holding demonstrations. They want the government to stay closed. They wanted it to close in the first place. The hardship that we have all over this country is really, really awful.
And so you may pop that down. You made damn sure of that. You made damn sure of that. Let me tell you what's going on here. And this is where I can't figure McConnell. He had to know that this would be dead on arrival. He had to. Going along with Reid on this, with Senator Reid, he had to know that when this got to the House, it would be DOA. So what's happening is now Reid and Durbin and others are saying, well, we just can't believe that they would do this. You knew they were going to do this. You knew the House wasn't going to accept this. Boehner was never going to get the votes in the House for this plan, because the Senate plan, because it accomplished virtually nothing in terms of what Republicans are. Oh, by the way, Harry said it's the eve of destruction.
You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
I thought you were going to do, you know, the Jerry Boehner show thing. And off we go.
The Jerry Boehner Show.